This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello and welcome. It's the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with Tina Camellia, Tee Shiao Yik and Lim Soo Ann. Today, the BBC reported that Olaf Falafel won the Funniest Joke Award at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe for his Tourette's pun. But not everyone is impressed. Are medical conditions such as Tourette's ever appropriate for comedy?
And in our second story, when you go to an art exhibition, do you think it's okay to sit on the artworks, touch them, or even bring home pieces of them? Some people who visited the National Art Gallery in Kuala Lumpur thought so, and now some of the exhibits have been destroyed.
And on that note, we're asking you on Twitter, what would you do if you saw somebody touching an artwork that they shouldn't? So your options are, I'd tell them off, I'd tell security, I'd do nothing, or you would name and shame them online. So you can take that poll or tweet us any of your thoughts at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp them in at 018-789-8899, or you can also call us at 03773-2900.
All that coming right after Baby I Don't Care by The Professionals on BFM 89.9.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thanks for sticking around. On to our first story. I keep randomly shouting out broccoli and cauliflower. I think I might have florets. That's the joke that won the top prize at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, which is currently ongoing. Mm-hmm. The festival, of course, is well known as the biggest arts festival in the world. So Swedish comedian Olaf Falafel won the Dave's Funniest Joke of the Fringe Award after receiving 41% of the public's vote.
But not everyone is laughing. The BBC quoted the Tourette's action as saying that the joke was rubbish and that they were so disappointed. And the charity also called out the comedian to apologise for the joke. And other than that, Jess Thom, a comedian with Tourette's, was also quoted to have said that she was not surprised but was tired, that people are still poking fun at those with her condition.
Yeah. So we decided to get Jason Leong, our own Malaysian comedian, who's also a trained physician, to weigh in on this joke.
I think the joke was all right. Funny, definitely. I have heard far more offensive jokes in my time as a fan of comedy. I don't think it was insensitive either. It's always important to check the intent of a joke, and this joke was just a play on the word Tourette's. I don't think there was any malice behind the joke. Of course, the important disclaimer here is that I'm not a Tourette's sufferer and I'm not voicing my opinion through the lens of someone with that condition.
So the argument here is that comedic materials that touch on dealing with death and sickness, trauma or other forms of tragedy have been said to help people overcome them and to destigmatize these issues in the way we can talk about it in public. Is that correct?
Definitely, comedy has a healing power to deal with loss and tragedy. My good friend Kwa Jen Han created one of his best works, which was inspired by the loss of his own father, which he made into a solo stand-up comedy show called Like This, Like Dad. So yes, comedy can help us overcome life's tragedies.
So then, do you think political correctness is killing comedy?
I don't think political correctness is killing comedy, and the proof is in the numbers. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival early this year still sold thousands upon thousands of tickets, generating millions in revenue for the state of Victoria. Netflix still continues paying top dollar to top comics. Comedians around the world still come to Asia to perform comedy and sell out their tours, and our own industry in Malaysia is growing strong. So absolutely not, political correctness is not killing comedy. It's just helping to keep the comics in check so as to not be lazy and resort to cheap and hacky material. Now, recently on a show called The Big Stage, it's a local show, a judge by the name of Mark Adam said that the opportunity is big on this show, and that the host, who was Sherry Al-Haddad, was also big, making fun of her size. And he got condemned soundly by netizens for such a stupid joke. Now, a few years back, this would have been acceptable. I mean, if a few years back, a local TV personality could have made fat jokes and no one would have even bat an eyelid. But now, it's different. Now, it's not acceptable. And that's good. So, PC culture is not killing comedy, just the lazy comedians.
So an expert panel of 10 judges, all of them leading comedy critics in the UK, shortlisted 6 one-liners that they thought were the funniest. And then after that, 2,000 members of the British public voted on which of the 6 one-liners were their favourite one without knowing who the comic was behind each joke. So Jason, what do you think about the public voting? Should the voting for these prizes be left to the experts? I mean, who gets to decide what is funny, or should comedy not be a competitive event at all?
Well, there are several gauges to how good a comedian is. Reviews, ticket sales, public votes, the like count on their YouTube videos, the number of their followers, the type of industry awards they win, the list goes on. So I feel that comedy should be left both to the pundits and the punters, the fans and the critics. I give you an example. You know how when you want to watch movies, you go and check out Rotten Tomatoes to see their score? And in Rotten Tomatoes, there are two categories, the critics' reviews and the fan reviews. So the average moviegoer can balance the views of critics and the views of fans, just like in stand-up comedy. For example, you may say that the online voting or public voting is an amalgamation of all the fan reviews, and the industry awards are chosen by critics of stand-up comedy. So it's both. Comedy itself is an incredibly competitive business. I am all for competitive events like the now-dead Last Comic Standing or even regional open mic comedy competitions. I myself got my first big break when I won the 7th Annual International Hong Kong Comedy Competition back in 2013. I'm still reminding people I won a competition 6 years after I won it. And the market is becoming savvier and more mature, and with that, the audiences are becoming more selective with their ringgit. I totally welcome this competition, and to all my fellow comics out there, especially my Malaysian brothers and sisters, I want to see all of them upping their game, because I certainly am.
And that's comedian Jason Leong weighing in on the issue. We've also actually reached out to friends of BFM who are living with Tourette's for their thoughts, but they haven't gotten back to us. Short of time, we have to go on air with this story with just Jason's perspective on it. But we'd really love to hear from you. What do you think? Was the joke appropriate? And here's the thing, right? The argument isn't about the use of puns, even though some might argue that puns are the lowest form of humor. Mm. But it's the subject of the pun itself, which is Tourette's. That's the controversy.
Yeah. Jason made an interesting point that I hadn't thought about, the intent of the joke. And if it wasn't meant with ill intent, does it mean that it is not offensive? It's very hard for any of us, I think, to say, because if we are not living with a particular condition that's being made fun of, what can we judge? But I did do an interview with two women who are living with Tourette's sometime last year. And just from what they shared with me, I recall them talking about how these tics Olaf was making fun of are the very thing that make their lives so difficult, that people don't understand about their daily lives. And it's to the point where they have trouble sitting in a restaurant to have a meal, for instance, because the restaurant owners will tell them that they're disruptive and ask them to leave. And now one of them has even been asked to disembark from a plane before because they thought that she was being disruptive again. So I get that Olaf perhaps may not have meant it with malice, and it does seem like a pretty harmless pun. But with comedians that do take on these issues and do it well, when comedians with depression get material from their condition, I find it to be much richer than just a punny one-liner.
Right. And yeah, I mean, the examples you were giving, Sherwick, about all the instances where people living with Tourette's are, you know, face whether it's discrimination or stereotypes or they get shunned from these public spaces are things that we take for granted. So we don't appreciate the kind of day-to-day life that they have to go through because it's just, well, I suppose it's hard to not draw attention to such a condition if you are living with it because it's such a visible or I suppose audible as well condition. And when it is being made fun of, and surely they must have been made fun of, you know, through their whole lives.
Yes.
And when it's used as a comedic material, then you can kind of understand why they would find it insensitive, to say the least.
And especially if it's just a one-liner like this, isn't it? You can't, with a one-liner, it's very hard to say that, oh, you're trying to educate someone. But instead, it just really just seems more like you're just making a joke at the expense of other people.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because with a one-liner, you're right, Sue, and that's a really good point, because a lot of the clips, for example, if you watch it on YouTube or on Facebook, it's like a three-minute, four-minute-long clip where there's a short story that comes with it. And that's probably where the, I suppose, moral values and themes come in, no? But when it's just a one-liner like that, you're basically making a cheap joke.
I mean, so here we are sort of trying to see the value of this joke. But at the same time, that joke was voted by the members of the public as being the funniest. So do we then say, well, you know, there's validation right there for the humor? Or do we say, well, look, that clearly shows a whole lot of people still don't understand that line to draw between discrimination and yet or finding humor in something that people are going through.
Sure, the majority voted for this joke, but the majority in the UK also voted for Brexit, shall we? So I don't know what that tells you. But
yes. And also, if that one-liner is the best of all the one-liners they had, I don't know what does that say about the others, comedians.
Yeah, I mean, Tourette's Action Charity, the charity that Sven mentioned earlier that was quoted in the BBC, they said that the public vote showed how the UK, as a nation, deal with people who are different, which is really not a very good way of dealing with people who are different. I mean, what are your thoughts? Do either one of you find the joke cool or not?
No,
cool?
I don't even think it's funny, to be honest.
Yeah, it's. I mean, as a one-liner, it's definitely not great at all. And, you know, and especially in situations like this, you have to, for someone who doesn't live with Tourette's, who doesn't know who seems like doesn't have family or friends with Tourette's, it does seem insensitive for you to have just a short one-liner and then, you know, and have that validation as well from the 2,000 people who voted, who seem to think that it's funny. And I think you're just encouraging, you would make it seem like you're encouraging more behavior and people to make insensitive jokes like this.
I keep coming back to I'm not a big follower of comedy, but I've seen some acts where comedians who have dealt with difficult issues in their life, they use that in context. And they find that vulnerability in them, and they are in fact poking fun at themselves in a way. But it gives them a sense of a way to express what they're going through.
And not at the expense of someone else. So I suppose if you want to find out more about Tourette's and educate yourself and not poke fun at people and their conditions, you can download the podcasts that Shawik has done on Tourette's. Just search for Tourette's at bfm.my.
And you can tell us what you think as well. Should Olaf Falafel apologise for making a pun about Tourette's? You can tweet that to us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Or you can also call us at 0377-332900.
So from one art show to another, coming up on the Daily Digest, how do you treat art exhibitions? First, it's Think Twice Before You Go by John Lee Hooker, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.